It's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell. A new study finds the solar power industry is one of the most dynamic job creators in the nation, with California leading the way. From Sacramento, Joe Rubin reports.
With the recent bankruptcy of Northern California-based Solyndra, solar power has gotten something of a black eye. But a new study by the Solar Foundation finds there's actually plenty of good news in the solar sector. Michelle Kinman is with Environment California, which partnered on the study.
The bankruptcy of Solyndra is just the story of one company, and as with any competitive and growing market, some companies are going to prosper while others are going to fail. But as a whole, U.S. solar companies have added jobs over the last 12 months at a pace that is much faster than the general economy.
The study finds that while overall U.S. job creation remains an anemic 0.7%, growth rate in the solar industry is nearly 10 times that at 6.8%. California has the most solar jobs in the country with 25,000, with the greatest growth in installation. In Sacramento, I'm Joe Rubin.
Troubles at the DMV. A computer crash during a systems upgrade, leaving the California Department of Motor Vehicles unable to process driver's license or vehicle registration transactions for much of the day yesterday. The DMV's Jaime Garza says customers who came to the counter for a license or registration transaction were given appointments for today instead.
Our employees have been working one-on-one with customers just to make sure they have all of their paperwork in advance, so when they come back for their appointment, there won't be a lot of time wasted. They'll come in and they'll be able to take care of business.
Garza says the computer system crashed Monday morning at 8 after an upgrade over the weekend. He says DMV technicians worked on the outage and get the system back up by mid-afternoon. From KRCB Radio, that's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Find these and other stories on our community news website, northbayvoice.org.